4. 1 Peter and chapter 4. Seems a long time ago since we started looking at this first epistle of Peter. And it is my intention that this week and tomorrow night, this week and next week, we conclude looking at it. We'll read from verse 7, 1 Peter 4 and verse 7. Peter says, "But the end of all things is at hand, or has drawn near. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do as to the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, indeed, he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or an evildoer, or a busybody in other man's matters. Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at, or perhaps better, from the house of God. And if it first begin from us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator." And we do look to the Lord for his help and his blessing on this passage this evening. You may remember that when we started looking at this epistle, one of the things that had prompted me was the information that I'd seen with regard to the number of refugees and displaced persons that there are in our world today. And when we started looking at this, the latest figures were there were 82 million forcibly displaced persons, 26 million refugees, 48 million internally displaced. Well, in the past 3 weeks, 3 million have been added to that number. The news tonight was that the number of refugees now leaving Ukraine has topped 3 million, and 50% of them are children. So we see today that whilst we're looking at a situation that occurred in the first century of Christianity, when these folk who Peter were writing to were scattered in those areas which we now know as modern-day Turkey, it's still with us today.